Hey fam, it's Raven your GS and thank you for locking into another Cyber Nerd show. Before we get started with the madness, if you really enjoy our shows, go ahead and subscribe on iTunes, give us a mad review and throw in a 5-star rating if you really enjoy our content and banter. It really helps more nerds finding us easier and quicker. Other than that, enjoy the show.
We are live. We are live.
We are live.
Did I say welcome to the main event?
Grab that thing, Grab. Are you mad?
Oh, man.
Behave before you talk about what I'm talking about, yeah?
Disclaimer!
Run that thing back. No, man, stay there in your corner, man. Run that thing back, man. I don't want to hear nothing from you.
We are live, guys. I'm Sam, Mr. Blitz Tech.
Wherever you're GS.
Jay. One further to Cybernerds.
And guess who's back? Superman and Lois, Season 2, Episode 1. Spoilers ahead. If you haven't already, guys, you know what you should be doing. Subscribing to the channel, helping us reach the 200,000 subscriber mark. If you want to see the full reaction to this episode, head over to patreon.com/cybernerds. If you're liking this review, leave us a like. Comment down below what you think. Because this is a quite a start to this season.
Bruv, do you know what? Yeah, I'm looking at Superman and Lois with a new light in 2022, fam. I'm not gonna hit it with that harsh, why do we not have the Snyderverse eyes anymore? I'm just gonna let it be. I'm gonna let it be the butterfly that it is and fly where it flies, fam. The show's mad, bro. The show is just mad from everything. Characters, production, all of it. It's all mad, bro. It's all mad. But I'm here for it, man. No, I'm here for it. It's going to be a long season, ladies and gentlemen, but we're going to get through it together. Together, bro. We have to put someone on watch today. Today.
It might be more than one person.
Bro, exactly. We might pick a person each that needs to be on watch because this thing out the gate is moving crazy.
I already know who he's going for.
Who's he going for?
He's going for Jordan, bro.
I'm going to have to go with Jordan.
Jordan.
I can
let you get Jordan, fam, still.
Because, like, this kid just needs to turn villain, bro. He just needs to go to the other side. He just needs to go to the other side. You know what's funny, yeah? Like, two days ago, someone tweeted me, Superman Lois coming back this week. What villains are you looking forward to?
Oh, no.
Superboy.
Bro, I was like, village? Fam, I just want to see this whole thing burn, bro. You know what I'm saying? And the way this season has started, bro, we're heading there. We are heading there, bro. Because, like, bro, why? We don't need no villains. Just look what we're getting, bro. I don't need no villains, bro. Like, this is entertaining enough, bro. I don't need to throw no punches, no nothing, bro.
It's actually sick because when I was deep in it, we was talking in the reaction, like, who's the only one not moving mad? Jonathan.
Jonathan's the only one not
moving mad.
I'm just seeing it.
Okay. I'm putting Lois on watch, bro. Lois is on watch for me. Bro, she's lost it, bro. She's lost it. She lost it last season, but this season, my eyes are on her, fam.
Bad.
I'm break everything she does. I'm on her.
I think
he's
gonna put
a watch.
Who?
I was gonna put irons,
innit?
Really?
Yeah. Whoa!
Dude, you've been here helping Superman. In fact, the whole family. Yeah. Then your daughter comes through.
I'm putting Sam on watch, bro.
You've had 3 months. You had 3 months, and you're still trying to help your daughter kind of get into this world. But you're sending her to the same places, almost doing the same things. Like, if she doesn't want to be in the places where the people she knows perished, then live a new life.
Was that his decision?
Yeah. He's like, I'm sending you to this school.
It don't sound like his decision.
Yeah, bruv. So
it don't sound like his
decision. But if you're the dad then...
I hear what, bruv. Well, obviously, we already know how, like the men in this show, we already know how that's going. Bruv. So, and for me, it was her decision to go to that school.
Yeah, because usually the kid kind of has...
And that's why she said, I didn't even make it to first period. Bruv, she went there with a plan to say, I'm going to rekindle this thing with my friends. They iced her. She said, yeah, I'm done with school. Bruv, that was not her, bruv. And then the dad's solution was to go to Lois, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he's a passive, he's a pawn in this, bro. Bro, listen.
That's a shame.
Bro, everyone,
shame.
Listen. Clark, Irons, Lorna's husband, them man are all pawns, bro. Jordan's Jordan's underage, so I wouldn't even give him porn status yet, bro. But yeah, bro, them man are all pawns, fam.
I thought he was gonna say Jordan's girlfriend, fam.
Nah, she don't need to be on watch, bro. She's an alpha in her relationship, bro, so she's cool with it.
Their whole family's fine.
That's
bro.
What I'm saying.
Their whole family's fine. They're finished.
They know who they are.
Yeah, no, they're finished. Cool. They know they're
finished. Nah, like I said, they know who they are. Where they know where they're meant to be. I'm like, yeah, cool. We need a bit of drama, you know, family, you know, whatever. They'll be there for that. But when it goes way out of line, oh. Superman and Co. is too much. It's too much for me. Right. I'm like, rotted.
It's mad. Like, even Lois at workplace taking shots at my man because he's got Twitter followers. Like, bro, like, you don't understand how evolution works. Yeah. No? Like, we're just staying in like,
how many newspapers we can sell?
Like,
but you might say selling newspapers, bro. You live in Smallville, fam.
It's the story. It's the part of the story.
The kid, like, it's mad. This kid is coming back. He's coming back.
Yeah, 100%.
He's coming back. And he's saving the whole Gazette, fam.
Hopefully.
Bruv.
The thing is, I hear what you're saying because, like, we'd have that as a thread that would come back later. But Lois, like, and I don't know whoever's putting this together, they might just be like, no, this is our shot at the Twitter followers for, like, shitting on the show.
No. Well, like, I get that. I just
yeah, but they
like,
might not bring you back.
If they don't feel that, they I feel like they're missing a big opportunity because the way he just came through and explained everything that he does, like he's ahead of time, he could be easily like the way Lois can understand, grasp like the new things, the new gens and stuff like that. Especially when she's bursting out the door, a son's door. But who does that, bruv? Do you know what I'm saying? Bruv, who does that? Like, bruv, every dude in their bedroom has the door open, bro. Every dude. If it's closed, it's for a reason, bro. Like, Clark. Like, but you know what, yeah? Clark must have had his door closed, didn't it? He must have had his bedroom door closed. Because if he's not patting up things like this, then I don't know. It's so mad.
It's all funny. But, yeah, I'm here for Man, Winter Man, and Superman. Like, budget, it's clearly even put where it needs to be. That single for me was pretty good. Obviously, it's the starter, but I'd say it's a good start for the more Superman.
No, I mean,
Superman parts of the
show. To be honest, like if he got a second season, that means the P needs to go up as well.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So it does make sense that production level's gone up.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? The music is there as well.
The music's hiding.
It's hiding.
The music's hiding.
Because they don't want to be too much on the nose with it.
Nah, bro.
But listen, we
already know.
We've got good ears.
We already know.
We can pick it up, bro.
The production's fire, but even though they gave us two Superman scenes in this, where usually it's like one, like, I want more, man. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I know it can't get to 50-50, but I need more. Yeah. I need more Superman, bro. Because it's like, even the stuff that he's doing, he's never gonna be actually punching and kicking someone. So let's just get him more 2 seconds. Boom! I'm saving someone here, and like, make it just feel like he's always saving someone. Because like, he's absent from the show, so he's having flying somewhere. It doesn't even have to stay with him, bro. But do you know what I'm saying? Like, because it's all mad, bro. But yeah, man, this show's different.
I'm liking the whole thing between him and Anderson as well, because obviously they've just alluded to the fact that they now have got these other, well, did they call them gifted?
Yeah.
Gifted people out here also saving people.
Got some young metahumans wearing the Superman S.
Man, so that's ours, because I'm like, yeah, this whole global American thing, that is mad.
But you know I really like how they've put Clark in that situation for this season, because last season, it was more of a co-working with someone that's family member. So it makes it easy. Even though it's frustrating, it does make it easy because you've got that kind of rapport.
Mm.
Now, this next man just comes through and he has no rapport with this guy besides just reading files on him.
Mm. Yeah, but I like that because it gives him... He's like, bruv, like, Ken, the granddad felt like, oh, we need you.
Mm.
This guy's like, I know what you can do. So I know what I need to replace you. Jeez. And he's done that. Do you know what I'm saying? And he's telling you like, bro, when your priorities line up with my priorities, we can work together. Until then, you do your thing, I'm doing my thing, and we're good, fam. I don't necessarily see him as a villain.
He's just doing his job, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we will see where it goes, innit?
Yeah,
because I want the show to be smarter than it's been in the past, and don't turn this guy into a villain.
Mm.
Let him continually try and do the good works of Superman on behalf of America, and let's see where that naturally intersects with what Superman does for the world. Do you get what I'm saying?
And that's why I find it so interesting, like Clark being in this position.
Do you know what I find it interesting? I don't know, I said I was going to go there, but like, bruv, come on, man. We're just, this is more Snyder concepts, bruv. That was a $4 million. You ain't finding out where it is. You got to work for America. I'm from Kansas. Bruv, this is the conversation they had in today, bro. Like, so for you, man, like, still, bruv, relax, man. Like, and I'm not even telling, like, I'm not going to shout at you, man, no more. I'm just going to, I'm going to negotiate with you. Think about it, fam. You make yourself look dumb. Bro, I'm not going to, I'm negotiating with them because, bruv, Bear Man on Twitter, you look dumb saying that this is the best Superman and you're still the same person saying you hate Zack Snyder Superman. You look really stupid. You get me? I'm here for you. I'm here. 2022, new year. You can write your ways. Get me? We can do it together. I'm giving them a chance, bro.
No, I've really enjoyed this episode as mad as it is. This is like one of the best like
season
watch alongs simply because like our reaction to what they do and the kind of conversation that draws from it, like, bro, I'm
purely enjoying this thing. We can have a show that just talks about the family dynamic in Clark's house, bro.
I love that. I love that. Like, this is what I love about Superman and Lois. It's the whole dysfunctional stuff that happens within the family, within...
It's not on purpose, though. Well, I feel it's like that's on, what we it's take it's from it. Purpose, but it's not on purpose, bro. That's,
you don't think so.
I don't believe them, man, are like, yo, watch what we do with this. But they're not, bro.
The reason why I'm like, it might be on purpose, because it's almost like they blow it out of proportion, and then towards the end, then they've got the equilibrium back then, and you're like, okay, I can kind of understand where Lois is coming from. I can kind of understand where...
No!
When they were sitting down, you didn't feel like...
When they were sitting down where? Outside the front?
Yeah. I was like, maybe.
She was moving mad.
Yeah. No. A little bit. I was like, maybe. I can see a little bit where you're coming from.
No.
Not for me.
No.
Maybe for you, but not for
I was
me.
Like,
not in my house.
For me,
no,
yeah.
Not in my house, no. But I'm like, they do it so much here. So when they bring these two together, you're like, I can see where you're trying to, like, project what you're doing, but it's forever mad.
It's called moving mad.
Yeah.
That's just what it's called.
I'm just...
It's called moving mad. Whether you guys know what it's called in your house or not, it's called moving mad. When you see that, when you're observing that, be like, oh, that's what the sermon is... You're moving mad! That's it! That is it, bro.
Yeah, that's just their household. So that's what I'm saying. Superman and Co... Well, sorry. Clark and Co... You're moving mad.
I want to see if... if they bring the granddad back,
I hope so.
How he's going to have that conversation like, yo, fam, I thought we were cool, but all this time, this is what he was doing on the side. Even though when he was doing his job, you know what I'm saying? But I felt like there was a bit more transparency between them two from last season. Mm-hmm. So I want to see how that's going to go. And that's also going to like affect like the family and that. Everything comes back to the family, which is what I love about this show. Mm. Everything, whatever happens, comes back to the family.
Hopefully they're setting up Jordan to go savage and to fight them other two, because I feel like he will be
because he can control his
powers. Yeah, it'd be good to have him fight the two gifted kids from the DLG.
I'm telling you, Jordan this season. Listen, Ava's gonna go all the way back.
She destroys his heart,
or he'll be like the best thing of the show this season.
I hope she breaks his heart into a million pieces.
I hope so too, bro.
Fam, I hope that kid never wants to love again.
Not that guy, bro. Just hates, just there, like, no love, bro.
Brightburn, no love. Fam. That nigga, yeah, he needs to go Brightburn,
yeah,
fam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
100%, fam. That's
his new name, still.
Oh,
yeah, 100%, 100%.
Well, guys, let us know in the comments down below, what do you think of Superman and Lois Season 2? Who do you think is moving mad? Who needs to be on watch? Who are you just looking at and be like, yeah, they're okay, you know, they're fine. No need to watch them at all.
And are you the type of person to just bust into people's bedrooms without knocking? Just because you heard a little giggle?
Yo,
comments. I want to know your thoughts. I need to see what kind of people we have here in the Cyber Knights family, fam. Because that's mad.
And we'll see you next time. I'm sad, Mr. Blitz Tech.
Maybe your GS.
Jay, one further to Cyber Nerds.
Peace.